This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, December 6th. Well, apparently I spooked some people yesterday with my comments on refining stocks, so I thought I'd just explain what's really going on. So refiners make more money when the spread between intermediate crude, which is WTI, West Texas Intermediate Crude, and sweet crude, which is Brent crude, is wide. So the wider the spread between WTI and Brent, usually the more money the refiners make. And that spread has been abnormally wide, so that's good. The bad news is that the Energy Information Administration in recent weeks commented that the inventory of crude oil has plunged recently, and the supply of gasoline and distillates, which is diesel, jet fuel, heating oil, has risen. So near term, it looks like the refiners got to get rid of all this excess inventory before they make a lot more refined product. Now, they don't like to shut down at all. A lot of times they'll do maintenance in the winter months because demand is a little lower. But you have to keep a refinery going. You just can't shut it off. So there's a short-term glut, and it looks like it was caused by demand decline in America, to be honest with you. And long-term, we're not worried about oil because China's reopening its economy. You know, when they lock down their cities, they really do hurt their demand because you can't move. I mean, when there's a lockdown, you're at work. You got to stay at work. You can't go home. So that's why the Foxconn workers were storming the barricades. But China's proceeding to start to unlock its economy. So that's going to get demand up. And then, of course, the spring will come. And demand always rises in the spring because the weather gets better and people get out and about. So this is the time of year where demand for refined energy products is low. And then it picks up in the spring. And, of course, the other wild card is the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Are we going to continue to release? Now, we had an interesting number today from the trade deficit. And the trade deficit had been shrinking dramatically because of our energy exports. In fact, almost all our GDP growth in the third quarter was due to energy exports of crude oil and refined product like diesel and stuff. The issue is the trade deficit came out, and guess what? Our exports declined all of a sudden, and the deficit has resumed climbing. So this is going to cause a lot of economists to be very cautious on fourth quarter GDP growth. So because the export growth has disappeared. So we've got to see what's going on here. The main thing you should know economically is the ISM had a better than expected service report. But then ISM had a worse than expected manufacturing report. And so manufacturing in America is contracting. Things like new orders, backlog, they look really bad right now. Okay. And the supply for things that used to be in short, in strong demand as all the supply chains start to fix themselves. So President Biden's in Arizona today. He's going to be at the Taiwan semiconductor plant, which will not open until December of next year. So it's got another 13 months to go or so for it's operational. And and then they're going to be building another plant there. So Tim Cook from Apple is going to be there with President Biden. So, you know, we are trying to onshore our semiconductor manufacturing, but it's taking a lot longer than a lot of people plan to. Interesting times we're in. But the bottom line is the analyst community has stopped cutting their estimates. This could be because we're in the holiday mode now. I like that. There seems to be strength with consumers. But manufacturing remains very soft. And our energy exports all of a sudden did an about-face in October. The Biden administration has been granted permission to and approval to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve through December. I'm anticipating that's going to stop in January, February. That's going to get crude oil demand up because supplies will tighten. So we'll see. A lot of interesting cross currents we're in right now. The market is going to be treading water until December 14th. Right now, as I talk to you, the 10-year Treasury yield is 3.55. when the Fed raises rates on December 14th, they're going to be at 3.5. Now, I know the short-term rates are a lot higher. I know the yield curves are grossly inverted. The Fed usually does not encourage an inverted yield curve, okay? Because inverted yield curves are bad for banks. The Fed exists to protect banks. So the last thing they want to do is jack rates up above bond yields and have a permanent inverted yield curve. So the Fed's going to be very close to parity and neutral when they raise rates on December 14th. They said earlier they want to pause to watch the impact of the rate hikes. They've already destroyed the housing market, folks. That's a huge inflation component. It's called owner's equivalent rent. So inflation will probably continue to moderate, and then I think the Fed will stop raising rates in December. That's my opinion, and it's my opinion that they do not want to invert the yield curve. But you see all the talking heads on TV that the Fed's going to 5%, et cetera, because they're looking at short-term rates. And they're not. Okay, no one knows. It's going to be wherever market rates are. Okay, so right now market rates are behaved, so I think the Fed's going to behave. If market rates go up, I take it all back. Okay, so we got 50 basis points on December 14th. Hopefully we'll have a dovish FOMC statement, and then we'll be up and away. We can have a nice year-end Santa Claus rally. Volume is very light right now. Okay, so we're just going to be treading water, and that's that. So I just want you to be aware of that. If you did want to sell, I would only sell in the strength. I would not sell in any weakness. But let the market continue to oscillate. Right now, it looks like we're in cross currents here. But it looks like the Fed will not have to raise rates beyond December 14th. And that should get the market going, just like when Chairman Powell gave his little talk the other day for the Brookings Institute. The market rallied on his comments, because they interpret them to be dovish. So I expect a launch next week on December 14th, and because I expect a dovish FOMC statement. So that's it. Those are your comments for the day. Do not worry about energy prices. They'll be headed up in the spring as demand picks up. Do not worry about the refiners. They do make money. They are making money. Okay. It's just short term. They got a little glut, and they're going to work off that glut. Okay. So that's it. That's all that's going on. Selene Avalier, hang in there, folks. I know you don't enjoy the back-end filling, the daily gyrations. But the good news is market rates have come down dramatically on the 10-year Treasury. That's going to take pressure off the Fed to raise rates after December. And that is ultimately going to trigger a huge reflex rally on December 14th of next week at 2 p.m. Eastern Time when we get those FOMC minutes. Take care, everybody. Selene Avalier.